boxes on the hillside.
Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So we did see a report a few weeks ago that said home prices are rising. They're actually accelerating. What's going on there?
Yeah, they're talking about the fourth quarter last year. Prices picked up speed and still show signs of continuous growth throughout the United States. And what they measured, Steve, they looked at single-family existing homes in the markets that they measured. 145 of the 179 metro areas showed signs of, you know, nice growth. Only 3/4 or like 19% recorded lower median prices from the year prior. So, you know, they do see continuous growth going everywhere across the country. Faster price growth helped push, you know, 2015 to do well for the end of the year.
You know, we talk about sales growing, you know, the number of homes selling and all, but right here we're just talking about prices. Which everybody really wants to know about is the price of my home appreciating. And actually, not only as this report say it's appreciating, but the prices seem to be accelerating in most areas of the country.
Yeah, and we still have the five most expensive housing markets, San Jose, California. The median existing home there is $940,000.
Wow.
God, I want to choke on that. Mm-hmm. San Francisco is $781,000. Honolulu is $716,000. Anaheim, Santa Ana, California area, 708,000.
And that's probably for 1,100 square feet, you know.
Absolutely. And that's the median single family home.
I know.
And then we still have the lowest areas. So if you're looking for a bargain, Youngtown, Warren, Broadmoor, Ohio, mm-hmm. at 81,000. Cumberland, Maryland at 86,000. Rockford, Illinois, 87,000. Decatur, Illinois, 90,000. And Wichita Falls, Texas at 101.
Yeah, a lot of the Rust Belt, which is not really that rusty anymore, but still areas that haven't really come back, like the South and West and so on.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the areas that are showing.
Now, when it comes to getting a mortgage, we always see the amount of down payment changing from time to time. Sometimes it's tighter, you have to put up more. Sometimes it's looser, you put up less. What are you seeing now?
Well, banks are starting to ease up their 20% rule on the jumbo loans, which is, you know, really good news. And jumbo rates vary, you know, for different parts of the country. In our particular area, anything over 400, I think it's 417,000, something to that effect.
Yeah.
Puts you in the jumbo rate. So a lot of the lenders are starting to look to bring that down to 10%,
okay.
And in some cases, even less,
mm-hmm.
which would really be great news, you know, especially for the luxury market.
Yeah. Now, there are new trends in buying a home, and this is kind of exciting. First of all, I've been reading about virtual reality. How is virtual reality starting to affect the searching for and listing of homes?
Yeah, well, they've got some ways of creating 3D images of houses. In this particular article, what they're referring to is they're introducing 3D display and virtual reality headsets that you can go into a real estate office and be able to walk, you know, around, say, a four-story building, which is kind of interesting. There already exists software where you can control the mouse, and many people may have already seen it, and it gives you that feel of, you know, going through all the rooms. But this is taking it to a new level. You know, there's nothing like seeing it for yourself in person, because you may be looking at the building, but you're not necessarily getting a feel for the whole neighborhood, the area.
Yeah. But, you know, I get this image of coming into your office and seeing all these people with these virtual reality eyeglasses on and their hands outstretched like Frankenstein, all stumbling around the room. I'd love to see that picture.
I got to tell you, I'm selling a lot of I'd be surprised how many houses are starting to sell sight unseen just by people, you know, being familiar with the area and the neighborhood, and by doing, you know, Skyping with them or FaceTiming them and walking them through the house.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we're doing a lot more of that when we make our quarterly presentations, so people don't have to actually, you know, travel to our office. We're doing a lot of it on GoToMeeting and on real time.
Yeah. Soon we'll never have to leave our homes.
Yeah, so talking about technology, though, there's some technology for you guys and for others when you're going into a home to kind of see behind the walls to see if there's any problems. What is that?
This sounds really neat. I'm actually going to investigate it and apply it to my own business. But one of the newest and most helpful devices is called FLIR1, which basically this is a lightweight thermal imaging camera that attaches to your Apple or Android phone and displays, you know, what you can't see behind the walls to see if it's overheated or overloaded circuits or leaking pipes, wall studs, faulty windows.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when you do home inspections, they don't see a lot of this stuff. You know, they have to see signs of, you know, water penetrating through the walls. But you might have leaky pipes and not even know it until it, you know, it's coming leaking from behind the walls into your living room area.
Right. It's thermal imaging. So it's seeing heat, basically, that's being built up behind the wall. And by the time you see it, you know, it's pretty far along.
I would think
this would be good just for a homeowner to do, a check on their own home once every 6 months or something.
Sure, absolutely. And certainly for inspectors to have use of this device. The other neat thing is this app called Magic Plan. And basically, again, it's available on the iPhone and Android. It allows you to easily create a professional and accurate floor plans on the fly with a tablet or a smartphone. So I guess I haven't played with it yet, so I'm not really sure, but it'll give you the ability to, you know, measure out the rooms, get a sense of dimensions, you know, go back home and, you know, lay out your furniture.
Yeah.
You know, get to play with it.
Some people have the skill and the talent to be able to kind of see a room, you know, in another configuration. I have no such talent whatsoever.
No, and most people don't. What I find, people struggle over where to place the furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this could be a good app to figure out how to place the furniture versus having to go back to the house 10 times to, you know, put little tape on the ground and, measure your couch and place it and see how it'll look.
Right. Well, my guest as always is Terry Story. Terry is with Coldwell Banker in Boca Raton, Florida. This is our real estate roundup. And Terry can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.